No question that offensively they're doing they're different.
They were 100% mindset attack the rim, attack the rim, attack the rim. And Arkansas was ready for it. I thought they had a great game plan for what they expected Kentucky to do.
It's tough if you don't, and we talk about all the time, make somebody uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When we play pickup, remember that one guy that just locked you down and you at the end of the pickup, you didn't want to even play basketball anymore. You wanted to fight him. Because he was breathing curry sauce in your face the whole time.
That's because he was 48 and he weighed 108 pounds and he was irritating me. He was like a little bug.
It was the most.
He was a gnat I couldn't swat, Matt.
Matty T was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, pretty intense.
Oh, Justin.
Like a circus.
Justin went to go get a drink at the fountain. Water fountain, the guy was there.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
He was like twice my age, and he weighed half my weight.
But you hated playing against him, right?
Oh, he was horrible. He's so awkward and squirrely, I couldn't stand it. It was terrible.
That's what Clint McDaniel used to do to guys.
Squirrel guys up?
Used to be like, I hate to play against this guy.
Yeah, no, I've had lots of guys like that. Jason Peterson of Channel 7 says, don't listen to Pat. Bet the Badgers and win the money to buy my lunch.
Now, I would take the money, Badgers with the pints.
It's only a point and a half. What difference does that make?
I think it's going to be 1-point victory.
Okay, I'll tell you what I feel good about. If Florida and Kentucky match up again, I like Florida to beat them four times. I do.
Which would be amazing, though.
Yeah, it would be. But I like Florida. Yeah. That matchup I like. I'm telling you, man, I think I got to throw a little money on UConn on the money line. That's the only bet I feel good
What's
about.
What's that at now?
It's like 230. You bet 100 bucks, you win 230. I don't even know if I'd bet 100, right. But even if you bet 50.
What a great matchup.
You get almost 2.5 times your money.
What a great matchup. Those guards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you dream about, really.
Well, if they knock down shots, I think UConn's going to win.
You know what's
they're going to cause problems defensively.
And this is a lesson for a lot of coaches. Kevin Ollie, the coach for UConn,
who I love, was
in the NBA a few years back, became an assistant coach for UConn.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken a lot of NBA quick hitter plays and instituted them in his offense, which basically opens it up for a lot of these guys like Napier. I mean, he can handle those kind of a plays where you say, we want the ball in his hands, we want him to shoot, make a miss, he's going to get it done for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun watching that kind of a... Because one thing that always irritates me about college is coaches overcoaching and not allowing those players to try to make an individual play.
I saw an interesting thing in the paper. I don't know if he's read the Democrat today, but...
love the Democrat.
Great story about Patrick Young in there. He's a 3-time Scholar Athlete of the Year. I didn't realize. You okay? I didn't realize how little he's not as impactful statistically as I expected. I guess, but he's like a 10-8 guy or something like that. But I mean, he seems to be much more of a presence, maybe defensively, because he looks like. I mean, the dude is a beast. I mean, he looks like a super freak athlete. He's got those ridiculous shoulders, and he's also a scholar. So he's really smart, and he does a lot of good things.
4-year guy.
I thought he was a junior.
I think he's a senior.
On his way to being a 4-year guy.
Either way.
Maybe he's Scholar Athlete of the Year last 3 years. Maybe that's what I was thinking, 3 years. Okay. So, anyway, it's both matchups should be great. I may just stay off it and try to sit back and enjoy it.
Don't do it. You got to have a stake in the game, buddy.
A game I did not bet on yesterday, and I don't think you can bet on college baseball. A brawl. We had a base brawl yesterday between two Arkansas schools. And I'm
awesome.
All for it. We love in-state competition. We've been talking about this for a while. Got to get more in-state competition. But UALR and UCA, 10th inning of a game, apparently they were tired of playing each other, got into a brawl in the 10th. There's video of it out there. If you Google search UCA brawl, you'll find it. Scott Norwood got pushed down by a UCA assistant whose name is Trent Klein. No relation. Not even spelled the same.
Klein on Norwood. Crime?
Yeah, Klein on Norwood crime. Laid him out. And then I told Norwood, I said, man, you look like you went down like a sack of potatoes. I mean, he did. He looked like he got sniped. It looked like somebody was in the rafters
really
and
was.
Shot him and took him down, and he just laid there. But apparently he hurt his hip, but he's going to be all right. Luckily, he wasn't wearing his flip-flops because, you know, that could have been deadly right there. But it was nasty. I mean, it was not a good thing. Apparently there had been a few beanings in the game, and whether it was intentional or not, I don't know. Actually, the game went to the 11th. The brawl was in the 10th. The game went 11 innings, and UCA won 5-4. So,
wait a second. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, bub.
Did Coach Norwood get up and strike this Klein character back?
No, did not. I commend him for his control, because if If I was Scott Norwood, I probably would have gone ape after that.
Did he lay down like he was like a sniper? Like it was a sniper?
Pat, like an old man settling into a warm bath, face first. It was not good, not good. Anyway, so not good for baseball, not good for the sport, but it did make the front page of ESPN.com today. So you are getting talked about.
Listen, I don't know Trent Klein. We know Scott Norwood of the Scott Norwood Show.
Yes, the impromptu Scott Norwood Show.
I'd like to get Trent Klein on the show.
I'll tell you what.
How can you push Scott Norwood?
I don't know what happened. I didn't see the game. All I can do is read the accounts now. However, I have been around Coach Gum a couple of times. I have never seen his pulse get above about 43. He's a pretty laid-back dude. He was going nuts.
Ballistic, yeah.
He was real upset with what happened in the game for whatever reason. He does not seem like a very high-strung guy to me. So
from what I hear, how it all unraveled, it's pretty strange where an assistant coach went out to argue a play with the umpire, which I don't think I've seen that ever.
No.
Coach Norwood comes out, argues the fact that the assistant coach is arguing with an umpire.
He argues the argument?
And then the Gum comes out and argues the fact that that Norwood is arguing the argument. Chain reaction.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of in the Sun Belt Tournament a couple of years ago in Hot Springs when Joe Klein was out chewing on an official.
That's right.
John Brady got up and was complaining about Joe. Joe goes after Brady verbally and gets Brady all wound up, and Brady ends up getting a T. I think he got thrown out of the game.
Really?
He got a T for sure.
Those Kleins.
Oh, it was awesome.
My God.
It was great in-state rivalry stuff. I mean, I love that.
It is. It's fun.
But anyway, that was
I'll be at the next game. I guarantee I'll be at the next game.
You will?
Whatever that is.
Oh, man.
Do we have a statement?
Yeah. Ouch, I think I got from Coach Norwood. No, he didn't.
Coach
anyway,
Norwood,
I think both coaches are probably trying to distance themselves from it as soon as they can.
I just can't support thuggish behavior.
Thuggish? I'm going to talk about a thug.
Take
Scott Norwood.
They
he
weren't
is.
North of the Rock.
I meant the players that all decided to jump up from the bleachers and join in.
Oh, that's not thuggish. It was fine. They're sticking up for their people.
I know that word.
Yeah. It is
you
part
know,
of
it is. I'm a little sports. Sensitive to that word. I don't like I'm very, you know me, Matt, hashtag logician. I don't like things that don't make sense being said on the air and let go. I can't do it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, but
a baseball brawl. Base brawl versus the same thing happening on a basketball court.
Yeah.
Why does it always seem like it looks uglier on a basketball court than it would on a baseball diamond or a
It is a good point. Maybe because of the confined space, but there are twice as many people in a baseball situation, so
yeah.
I don't know.
It just seems like it happens more in baseball, and it doesn't seem as ugly. Like, if this happened in basketball last night...
There's more pushing and shoving typically in basketball.
I mean, in
baseball.
Yeah, it seems different. Like, I'm not...
When's the last time you saw a punch thrown in an NBA game?
It doesn't happen a lot.
You ever seen a college brawl?
It doesn't happen a lot.
I've never seen a college basketball fight.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Why is
Some
that?
Pushing and shoving? I don't know. I don't know. Can't answer that question.
I kicked a kid one time.
Maybe. I'm going to give you this theory. Check this one out. Because the fact that baseball, you can't really retaliate. Like in basketball, if somebody irritates you.
You can hack them.
You can hack them.
Yeah.
Legally.
It's a contact sport, not a collision sport.
Right. You can give them a little elbow to the kidney.
You can give them a little pop to the brujol.
Yes. Baseball, you don't really have many opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's like if you particularly hate the catcher and you slide into home, you can take him out.
If you're a pitcher, you can bean somebody.
You can bean somebody.
Otherwise, you got to stop the game. To do it within the flow of the game.
That's why
I don't understand hockey fights, because you can beat the crap out of each other in the flow of the game.
Yeah.
I never got hockey fights because of that.
See, that's a good point.
I don't need you to stop like and punch that. Each other, because you can do it in the flow of the game. I had a guy in high school that got laid out. There's a kid, a friend that was...
In baseball?
In basketball. We never even got close to any arguments in baseball. It never even got heated. It was weird. Basketball, it seemed like it happened all the time. We were always getting into it with somebody. But a friend of mine got laid out on breakaway, and I come up behind the kid and kicked him. Oh, it was nasty. Anyway, it was bad.
But you can get away with things like that.
Oh, I know you can get away with whatever. I did all kinds of terrible things to people, sometimes unintentionally.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you go up to try to, like,
true.
A guy's going in for a layup, and you're trying to swat the ball as you go behind him, and you whack him in the head, and the ref doesn't see it, and the kid goes nuts, and there's no call. I didn't even do it on purpose.
Oh, good times.
I don't like it. Pat, you play pretty aggressive, and you will, I've seen you
I tried to take some cheap shots.
You throw a hip, an elbow, whatever.
One time I was sliding into first, and I felt a sudden burst, but that was a whole different situation.
Yeah. I don't even want to know what happened when you slid into third. What's up, Brad? Brad, you gave up already? First segment, give up? Goodness gracious, what are we coming to? What kind of society are we running here? And really?
My buddy, Coach Norwood.
I like Coach Gum a lot, too. I hate Coach Gum. Yeah. That's not good for anybody.
We need to get Coach Gum on.
I like Jame Gum.
Speaking of, I do, too. Jame Gum. Oh, wink. I've got actually a story about gum sales dropping. I think this has nothing to do with the coach at UCF.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why
gum sales are dropping.
Bets and insight into bonuses. Bets and bonuses when it comes to the Final Four coming up in the zone. And Clint McDaniel after the break.
Clint Mack. Oh, Tuck. Huh? Tuck said it's all part of the game.
Tuck would know. Tuck knows how to play this roughneck style. I've seen Tuck scrap it up in a church league. He ain't scared.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, the kid had it coming.
Yeah, the kid's name was Joe Adams when he was in high school. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Joe Adams. He likes to squawk.
That was a good time.
Jim's Razorback Pizza. This week, if you're going to Oaklawn, kicking off the Racing Festival of the South, and all next week, of course, that is the place to be. They'll have live music through the weekend, and it's a great place to go before or after your trip to the races. Jim's Razorback Pizza in Hot Springs. Jim's Razorback Pizza, Morgan, Maumelle, and Highway 10 as well. Don't forget. Home of the Matty T, which is what, Matt?
That's the chicken bacon ranch sandwich.
Yes, it's quite delicious. Good. What's on that?
Oh, you.
What's the pizza?
The triplet.
Oh, man.
Light. Olive
oil. You
think
we can get one today?
I think it's unlikely, but if you shout out to Curtis. Hey, Curtis.
Man, that's
good. A triplet pizza and some wings would sure be nice. Anybody and everybody who knows Curtis Arnold, please put a ring out for us to him and just let him know, hey, be pretty good. Pat's asking. Anyway, so those locations, the place to be this weekend. And next weekend, I'll definitely have to pop over there while we're down at the track for Arkansas Derby Day, which is the 12th. All-American Salads. I need to get a salad named after me, Matt. You think anybody believed that it was actually mine? They're like, no, dude. You got a cheese pizza with extra cheese and cheese on top of that. That's more likely to be yours.
Let me just give you a little advice.
Yeah, babe.
If you want something named after you, make sure it's something that people, have a positive...
Yeah.
Reaction to ordering it.
Yeah, white fish with, mustard. Not going to go over well.
No.
It's a bad pizza.
Like, I don't want them to name a fruitcake after me.
You mean another one?
I think they have named it after you.
Oh.
Got a cheesecake named after me. I'm cool with it. Anyway, Jim's Razorback Pizza. And if you want catering done for an event, if you're going to have a Kentucky Derby party maybe down the road here, or whatever, Final Four party, anyone? National Championship game party?
Jim's
Razorback Pizza.
Do.
That's straight, yeah. I'll be out of town. But
that we should do.
I wish you would. 10:29. We'll be back in a moment. It is The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Clint McDaniel.